Even before the doors open, women line the hall outside the Arlington Free Clinic in Virginia. Women without health insurance, public or private, come here for care. They arrive early because those at the back of the line may be told to come back another day.
How are you?
Without the free clinic, our patients who can't afford to purchase health care in traditional ways have really no place to go. There is an emergency room at our local hospital, which does wonderful work, but it's just a place to go for a situation.
Were there times when you were sick that you just didn't see a doctor?
When I have money, I have to see the doctor. If I don't have money, I don't see the doctor because it's expensive.
Oh, no.
Magali Zapata, an unemployed babysitter, has high cholesterol and other chronic health problems. She has never had health insurance. It costs her $80 just to get in the door of a doctor's office, an impossible sum for Zapata.
Now I don't have any lot of job. I can't find a job. It's too hard this time to find with this economic situation. It's too hard to find a job. I'm not working at this time.
I've had so many women tell me they've lost their jobs. A lot of our women they clean houses, they clean offices. And, you know, I think everybody has had a little bit of it, has noticed the economic ripple in the last year in one way or another.
The barriers to health care so many poor women face, whether American-born or immigrants, are numerous and complex. Past experiences, discrimination, cultural backgrounds, knowledge about health care, family situations, and more.
Healthcare for our women is a great challenge because of the social conditions that in which they live. It's very difficult. They have young children or teenage children to support, and we all know the circumstances of what that involves with children and the complications there. But because they're the breadwinner, they don't have easy access to getting to a job. They can't just walk out of the job and say, I'm going for a medical appointment.
I want you to start keeping a calendar.
Add to that list the sheer complexity of the country's healthcare system. When Orna Camacho arrived from Mongolia, just figuring out how to see a doctor was a mystery.
If I were in my country, it's easy to get to see a doctor. It's not expensive. And here is it's like a headache where I go to, which hospital, or if I call the emergency and how much I'm going to pay. It's really hard to get health care. Yeah.
Dr. Nirmala LeMay, an OBGYN, has volunteered here since the clinic opened 15 years ago. The challenges she sees are as diverse as the clients themselves.
They're migratory type of population. Sometimes the husband has to bring them. So they don't have transport on their own. And they have to take buses, this, that. If they have young children, they put children as prioritizing, rather than their own health.
I never check in my life.
Marlene Alvarez came to the Arlington Free Clinic a few years ago to bring a friend, but she was persuaded to get a checkup too. It was discovered she had late-stage breast cancer, and the financial drain on her family, including three young children, was her first thought.
We ordered the prescription and said, wow, the pharmacist said, wow, are you sure you have insurance? No. You know, six bills, $1,000. And what my reaction? I start to cry immediately, say, wow. And I feel so guilty for my kids, you know, not for myself.
The difficulties Alvarez faced went beyond the cost, the chemo, the mastectomy. It went to the heart of her ability to be understood and to understand the people trying to save her life.
This is the very hard part. Still now. So sometimes I get interpreters, sometimes I have to figure out what's gonna I have to explain very careful, and and the doctor explain me very well what they try to do to say. It's not kind of too easy. You should be, you know, understand very well what's gonna be happening, what's gonna be the side effect with the medicine, and what will be with your treatment. So it's not easy.
I remember.
Alvarez now returns to the clinic as a volunteer teacher. She leads sessions on breast self-exams. For many women here, her lessons are the first they have ever had in prevention.
If they had a problem, they all were ready to come. But if we say this you need so you can prevent, to prevent a disease is a big concept that has to be accepted by all over the world.
You can go about your life perfectly well without those kind of things. So those are clearly on the back burner, but you know, if you wait too long, it's just such a horrible waste. And in this country, that shouldn't happen.
By the time this day ends, 17 women will have been screened, examined, given medications, and encouraged to come back. If the complexity of their lives allow, they will return. Others won't be seen again. Invisible women here and across the country who face so many obstacles to getting health care.